Blog Talk Radio.
Excited on these days that we get to be on the air and share wonderful information with you and have some phenomenal guests. So welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, where I am your hostess. My name is Sandy Rogers. I'm so excited that you're here with us tonight, and we look forward to having an absolutely outstanding show tonight. But you know, we always have to take care of certain things before we invite people in. Those are what our parents told us was good manners. And so what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness, we always make sure that we anchor and center ourselves in affirmative reading. That way we're all on the same wavelength. Well, we have more of a opportunity of being on the same wavelength. And so tonight our message is called God Does Intervene, and it's from my daily messages at revsandy.wordpress.com. You can go and check them out at any time. So God does intervene. Like a gigantic stop sign, when you are traveling down the wrong path, God will and God does place a huge sign that reads, stop, are your eyes open? The stop sign can be represented by places, people, or things. Ever think you got it all figured out and this is how you're going to do this or that? Then things begin to unfold that do not give you much comfort or relief. You know to stop and become aware of the signs that are showing up for you. God strategically positions on our path all the warning signs we need to know, when to stop or yield the right of way. God tells us when a curve is approaching and when to slow down. God would also reveal to us when the road ahead will be bumpy and has placed speed bumps there to slow us down. I have witnessed the signs of my life repeatedly. In the beginning, I acted like I did not see them. I was a victim and wanted people to believe that no signs were present, that all this stuff just happened to me, never once acknowledging that I was not reading the signs properly. When I learned to read the signs, they were all right there in front of me and along the path. I am certain now that they were there all along the way. When I refused to be controlled and led by ego and fear, then I could plainly see the signs. God can only do for us what God can do through us. Take the blinders off and open your eyes wide. I will allow God to intervene on my road in life. I ask and receive the necessary instruction and guidance I require to get me exactly where it is I say I want to be. I thank God on this entire journey, and not only at the destination. For the true beauty is in the journey. I welcome the gift of God's intervention, counsel of Holy Spirit at each pit stop. I desire to go the straight and narrow route. No detours this time around. So I hope that uplifted your spirits there. And the next thing we do is we make time and we take time to invoke and invite the spirits and energies of our ancestors to be with us, especially on Tuesday nights, but on always. And as most of you are aware, if not everyone, we had two of our beloved people to make it to the other side, to the ancestor state, over the weekend. And that was our icon, or my icon, Dick Gregory, who I really thoroughly enjoyed having some personal discussions with him on several occasions, and just a really a true person for the people. And I always admired him for how he stood for human justice and human dignity, and how he broke so many of the stereotypical boundaries that we said existed for people of color. He didn't pay him any attention, and so he's always a hero in my book. And then, of course, Jerry Lewis also transitioned this weekend as well. So we say to our ancestors that we love them, we bless them, and we treasure their gifts to us in whatever ways they chose to show up and be present for us. So to the ancestors, ashe, ashe, ashe. It's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is Speak Out, Stand Up Difference. So, you know, we've had a couple of conversations with the Vaccine Justice or ELSE group in the past couple of months. And they are truly, truly on a path to make a huge difference in our community and in our lives, especially though the lives of our children. And so I welcome them back again tonight. They have their large CDC rally that's coming up this Thursday. And so we're going to have them to talk about that and to just keep us up to date on what's going on. I also, there's some other people that are in the news right now that are doing some strategic events around vaccine justice as well. So this is not just about this particular group here, but it's about conscious people that are noting that these vaccines that they're insisting we've got to inject into our children are not as safe as what we've been told in the past. So I really look forward to them just taking the floor tonight. I've already told Ben, you know, I'm going to turn it over to you guys, and you guys just go at it. So we're going to bring them on in just a few. And so, audience, you know you're always invited to join in the discussion here at Life, Love, and Wellness. All comments are welcome, and every voice will be heard. That's always with complete acceptance, and there's never any judgment here on the show. So to call in, our number here is 516-531-9819. And either if you're already on the line or if you call in, you just press 1 to let me know you want to speak live on air. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to get into the meat of tonight's show and really let the team of Vaccine Justice or ELSE, we're going to let them just run the show, because we know that they have so much to tell us in preparation for Thursday, you know, what we need to do, where we need to be, and who we need to invite to be there with us. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I remember my first love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. But my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy,
boy, she's sitting out there all alone, crying her eyes out, cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, it's gonna be, that's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Oh, so listen to me, get up off your knees. Only the strong survive. That's what she said. Only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go around with your head hung down. Well, I wouldn't let the little girl know. Wouldn't let her know that she made me feel like a clown.
But goody, Mr. Jerry Butler singing Only the Strong Survive. And it kind of puts me in the mind of that's what we're doing. We're making sure that our children are strong enough to survive, to not have those vaccines put into their bodies. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Again, you're welcome to call and chat on air with us at 516-531-9819.
Sandy Rogers Newsreel.
Shortly, we're going to have our team coming up with us, the Vaccine Justice or ELSE team of individuals that are putting together the rally for this Thursday. But I just wanted to share some additional information. So from off of Dr. Marcola's website, he listed critical vaccine studies that there were 400, you guys, scientific papers that parents and pediatricians need to be aware of. Neil Miller wrote in these books, in these reports, and he's done study that says that when you compare the vaccination rates in 34 developed nations, that it revealed a significant correlation between infant mortality rates and the number of vaccine doses infants receive. The U.S. requires the most vaccines and has the highest infant mortality. Research shows the more vaccines an infant receives simultaneously, the greater their risk of being hospitalized or dying compared to those receiving fewer vaccines. And so this Mr. Neil Miller, he's a medical research journalist, and he has an organization that's called Think Twice Global Vaccine Institute. And he's investigated vaccines for three decades, and he's written several books. And I just wanted to share that with you for those that may think that the guests are not well-informed or that they may be doing something that is not scientifically backed. Well, it is, and there's more than 400 papers that have been already written, scientific papers, and so I just want to let you know that this thing is real. And currently, there's a webinar going on called The Truth About Vaccines with Tom O'Brien, Dr. Tom O'Brien, and they have 60 health experts in that, and it's being hosted by Ty Bollinger. You know, he's the one with the truth about cancer. So just so that your mind is clear, I want you to know this is not something that is made up or fantasized by people. It is really real, And there's a lot of research and a lot of studies that have already been done. So I see I have Curtis that's on the line with us, and I have Ben Williams. So that's Curtis Duncan and Ben Williams that are on the line. And I may have another one or two of your members, but seeing justice or else, would you just hit the number one on your dial so that I'll know that that's you? So Curtis and Ben, you guys on here with me?
Yes, I am. This is Ben, I am.
Hey, Ben, I am. Are you all excited about Thursday? Tell me what's going on.
Yes, ma'am. We are very, very excited. This is the finale that we've been working for a few months. You know, to create awareness for the people in the city and around the world so that they can see what's going on and get involved with vaccines. We should have Mason X on the line as well. Do you see him?
I would, if you can give me his area code and the first three digits, not the whole phone number.
It's 678-698.
Got it. I believe this is Mason. Is that you? Are you here?
Ma'am, I am. How are you, dear?
Welcome.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you for having us. Thank you for having us. All praise to the nation of truth seekers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you know, that's we've been put on this earth to bring the truth to the masses, because so many times we're not told the complete truth, but is masked in such a way that we think we are, and we'll argue with people. You know, there's an old saying that when you tell a lie repeatedly enough, eventually it becomes the truth, you know. And so I think that happens quite a bit in where we are, where we reside. So I want you guys to really kind of just take the show over and tell us what you're doing, what's to be expected at the rally, how things going for you. You know, bring us up to date.
All right. We'll go ahead and do that. And, you know, by way of introduction, Sandy, first of all, we want to thank you for allowing us another opportunity to speak to your audience, to provide
Absolutely.
Some valuable information. We are definitely deeply grateful and highly honored to have this time. And, you know, just a little bit about us, for those that are in your radio listening audience that don't know who we are the Vaccine Justice or Else. We are a grassroots organization, and our main mission is to create awareness in the Black community specifically, but in the community at large in general, you know, about what's going on with vaccines and the cover-up that is taking place at the CDC as it relates to this particular issue. And my name is Benjamin Williams, and I am the fundraising chairperson for the Vaccine Justice or Else. And I'm going to let everyone else introduce themselves, and we'll go forward from there.
I guess I'll be the next one to chime in. This is Brother Mason X. Peace and greetings, family out there. Student Minister Tony Muhammad, want to give him a shout out as well. The Most Honorable Louis Farrakhan, I want to give the brother, brother my blessings. Look forward to seeing him soon. I am marketing and promotions for the Vaccine Justice or Else movement, and I am honored to be able to be on the show as well, Sandy, and to be able to engage your community about something that is horrific and that has really been a narrative in America, just like the experiment and the WIC program with all the zinc deficiencies and iron deficiencies. It's an attack that's coming from all different directions, and we have to be mindful of those directions in which they are traveling, so we can be astute in how to protect our future and protect our children and protect ourselves. So that's what we're really trying to do, as in reference to this show tonight, is to enlighten people about what is going on. Because so often we're in our day to day and we don't acknowledge the things that are happening. We think because you don't see the storm that a storm is not happening. But the greatest part of a storm is the calm before the storm. You know, so we need to understand that and know that there is a storm, and the storm has been brewing for a long time, and it's about to come to a head. So join us August 24th from 7 a.m. to 2, cause worthy of fighting for, and that's life.
Okay, Brother Curtis,
what? I am here.
Yeah, just, you know, yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Introduce
Reverend
yourself,
Sandy.
Brother.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So my name is Curtis Duncan. I am a holistic health researcher. I've been doing health research now for close to about a decade. I recently hosted the Death by Medicine, M-E-D-I-S-I-N, because the medical system is a system of death. It is a sin. It's all based upon lies and deception. And the one of the biggest lies out there is the lie of the needle, the lie that you need injected with aborted fetal tissue, mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, genetically modified pig's blood, human blood, in order to have immunity from all these different diseases, which are also created by the same government that tells you to get the very vaccines that they're pushing down your throat and mandating. So I've been exposing this since 2006 with the whole swine flu hoax, because the swine flu vaccine was actually more dangerous than actual so-called swine flu virus. The vaccine contained mercury. It was made by a spinoff of IG Farben. You know, we talk about neo-Nazis. Well, IG Farben was once one of the world's largest corporations, and they're the ones that brought Hitler to power. And now IG Farben goes by the name of Bayer, Bayer Pharmaceuticals, so people, you know, make aspirin. Bayer also makes genetically modified foods. Bayer makes chemotherapy. So when they, you know, when they create the chemicals which cause you to get cancer and you're consuming the genetically modified foods, then you're going to take the aspirin and the chemotherapy, which they give to you, you know, because they create the problem. And then they give you a false solution for the problem that they created in the first place. So you have Bayer, you have another company by the name of Sanofi Pasteur. They're one of the world's largest vaccine makers. And one of their vaccines was actually found to be contaminated with the bird flu. So we're dealing with neo-Nazis, you know. So you don't have to be scared of the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville. They're not the ones that are killing you. It's the neo-Nazis, the scientists, these ones who design all these chemicals and vaccines and genetically modified foods, which kill millions of people every single year. So I've been, you know, just exposing this and trying to get information about this for the past several years now. And I joined forces with the Vaccine Justice or Else movement to, you know, bring this information to our community. Because what people must know is that these vaccines were always designed for eugenics. The people who designed these vaccines were eugenicists, the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, et cetera. So the vaccines are always designed to kill people off on some level. So that's why the vaccines do cause so much damage amongst black boys and amongst black girls as well, too, because you also have Gardasil, which is being used to sterilize black girls all throughout the world, in Haiti, Africa, and India, Pakistan, all throughout the world. So it's important that people really, you know, wake up, understand that, you know, that these medicines were not designed for our benefit. They were designed for our destruction, and to turn back to the natural ways of Creator or Allah or whatever you I want to call God the natural medicines that God has given to us, garlic, elderberry, echinacea, olive leaf, raw honey, manuka honey, all these different natural remedies, and the most powerful being human breast milk. So that's why I'm here with you all tonight.
Great, great. And, Sandy, what we want to do now is basically to give your audience, for those that, you know, that are unaware of what's going on with the vaccines, we're going to give them a brief background on how we got started and the reason why we're in this fight, because, you know, we're just not out here just because. We're out here because there's something serious going on. And back in 2001, 2002, the Center for Disease Control was commissioned to do a study to determine the linkage between vaccines, specifically the MMR vaccine, and autism. They did that study. And in the course of doing that study in 2001, 2002, they did find out that these vaccines do cause autism. But the big elephant in the room at that time was that the black boy had a 240% greater chance of developing autism from these shots than the general population. So at that time, they covered it up. And in covering it up, they published a bogus study in 2004, which stated that these vaccines do not cause autism. And in 2014, one of the lead scientists on that study, Dr. William Thompson, who still works at the CDC today, he came forth as a whistleblower saying that they committed fraud in the study. They omitted data. They threw information in the trash. He came forth as a whistleblower. President Obama gave him whistleblower immunity at that time. And he also presented, you know, the documents that was omitted to Congress. And to date, Congress have not done anything insofar as subpoenaing him to inform the general public of what is happening. And kind of to give you an idea of why we're so in an uproar about this, since that time, a soft estimate is that over 250 to 300,000 black boys develop autism from these shots. And that is catastrophic in its proportion. That makes the Tuskegee experiment looks like child's play. I mean, we can ill afford to stand by and allow this catastrophe, this killing field that is going on of our future to take place. And that's why we're so passionate about what we're doing. That's why we're so passionate, because it's about life and death. And for our community, most people in our community, because we are so trustworthy, we really don't understand the magnitude of what we're dealing with. We're listening to the wrong people, and our children are being slaughtered at an alarming rate. So that's why we're out here, and that's why we're going to be in the front of the CDC on August 24th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the morning.
Give that address.
That address is 1600 Clifton Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30329. Come and join us at 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., even if you can just come out for an hour or 2 hours. Come on out and support. Let your voice be heard, because if we do not stand up, Congress will not do a thing. And even if Congress don't do anything, we can take control of our health. We can take control of our community, because that's really what we need to do. We need to take control of our lives and put it in our own hands, instead of putting in the hands of people that inflicting harm on us. So with that, I'm going to pass it to someone else.
All right. This is Brother Mason X. I just want to hit y'all with some hard, cold facts. Did you know that every 7 minutes, we've been on this line for longer than 7 minutes. Every 7 minutes, there's a child that is vaccine injured. Understand this: if there is a 240% increase in autism in black males alone, that every 7 minutes triples or quadruples for the black child, for the black young male. So understand that this thing is not, it's nothing to play with. And I want to prove a point as it relates to vaccines and vaccinations. That is this. Put your common sense on. You know, I think the one thing that we don't use enough of, and that's something that God gave to us, is common sense. Common sense says this. If they have bullied more than three quarters of the of Americans to be vaccinated, to be fully vaccinated, if the vaccines truly work, then why would you care if I don't want to get a vaccine, if I don't want to be vaccinated? That means I'm the only one at risk. How can you be at risk? You see what I'm saying? So why are you mandating that everybody get the vaccine? If they're worked like you say they work, then people should be able to have freedom of choice, choose if they want to get, if they want to be vaccinated or not. The ones who don't choose to be vaccinated, they're at their own risk, you know? But that's not what goes on. What really happens is the fact that if you take a live vaccine, which most of these are, like the MMR, that's the reason why fetal tissue and things of those things, aborted fetal tissue is used to culture it, to keep it alive. Did you know that when you take a live vaccination, you can be contagious from 4 weeks to 6 weeks, maybe even longer? And that means because you have been injected with the virus, you are public enemy number one. You're the one that's causing, that can cause harm to your community, not because you took the vaccine to protect yourself, because when you allowed them to give you the vaccine, it has made you a virus in our community. So, you know,
wow.
Our process is called shedding. Understand this. There has been a study that came out. They have mandated, Senator Posey mandated and asked the vaccine company or the CDC, did they do the vax versus unvax study, which is a study that they do with all medicines. And that study is to simply see if there's a great difference in reference to people who have taken the vaccines or not. What they do is they basically give people some people water pills, and then they give some people the real stuff, and then they study to see what the results are. Well, it's very interesting that the CDC never wanted to do this study, and the reason why they didn't is because they knew that they had covered up the fraud and that they were very bogus in what they were telling the public. So my understanding is that Jackson University did that study, and the findings that they found is, one, is that unvaccinated children are smarter, are healthier, they're more vibrant, and they are more thriving. That's because it's natural. That's because they're closer to what God did. You don't need a vaccination. You know, understand this. The reason why they put stuff like mercury and all of that sedation is because you're not getting that germ naturally. So they have to put something in the vaccinations for your body to understand that there's something going on in your body. That's where the problem is. It's not natural. It would be like, you know, if you had a choice to have children, and they gave you the option to do be a test tube baby, or be created the way God created you. Which would you choose? Would you choose to be a test tube baby? I think not. So understand what's going on. I'm going to say one more thing, and then I'm going to pass it off to the powerful brother Curtis Duncan. But understand this. There's a program that's called Healthy People 2020. And that program that they're trying to mandate is mandating that every citizen in the United States have to get vaccinated. And if this bill passed, what's going to happen is if you don't allow them to vaccinate you and shoot you up with the poisons that they want to shoot you up with, you're going to lose civil liberties. You're going to lose your driving privileges. You're going to lose a whole lot of different stuff. And in September, that we'll come back for this, but in September there's going to be a big rally. Okay. That basically we'll leave that alone. But what is very key to what we're saying is this: you got to get the information and know what's in the vaccines. I believe if anyone looks at the insert, they would understand that these things are harmful. Go ahead,
because someone does have a right to ask for that information, correct, Brother Mason?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So you can ask for that and study that before you agree to having your child vaccinated, or even for yourself. You know, if you want to get the flu vaccine or something, ask for the insert and study what those ingredients are.
Yep. Or take it to another step. Ask the doctor what's in the vaccine. And then if he can't answer it, well, what the are you trying to give it to me for? And you don't even know what's in it.
they don't even know what's in the pills that they give us, I tell you.
Right, exactly. With your knowledge, dear brother?
Brother Curtis?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. Trying to have some technical difficulties. So, yes, I guess I want to open up, Reverend Sandy or maybe some callers. Do you have any questions?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people oftentimes when they listen to these shows, you know, we could talk all day. I can do a 5-hour lecture on why vaccines are eugenics.
We only got 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone had
any questions.
Well, I have a question. So we talk about our black boys being disproportionately affected by the vaccine. But I'm wondering about the other. Are they as affected by the ingredients, you know, in a way? I just know that there's always a difference between the racial and the cultures where some medicines will work really well on some cultures but negatively on others. And so is the vaccine one of those where it would provide a positive result for a European or someone of Spanish descent as opposed to someone of African descent? And if so, do you have the figures on right. that as to, you know, what that would look like? And then there was another answer that, and maybe I could think of what the other question was.
So to answer brother. Your question, hello?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So to answer your question, you know, as documented in the documentary Vax, when because Brother Ben was talking, referencing the Destapino study, which was done in 2002 and, you know, completed in 2004. What they found is that the MMR vaccine, yes, it caused a 240% increased risk of autism in black boys exclusively. There was a race-based effect. But there also, it caused a significant increase of what's known as isolated autism, meaning that there's no other signs of any other mental defects or mental disorders or any other symptoms, any types of mental problems. Essentially, you know, that's what's known as isolated autism. And if they were to, you know, and I think according to Bax, the documentary, if you were to just look at MMR and isolated autism, the linkage between MMR and just isolated autism versus people who do not receive MMR, is close to about 733%. So it's a really, really high amount. So essentially what I'm saying is that vaccines destroy everybody. However, they disproportionately harm African Americans. And in terms of, you know, so yeah, there's millions. I mean, if you look at most of this quote unquote anti-vaxxers, they're you know, white conservatives. They're like, you know, Trump supporters. They're white people who are, you know, who had, you know, they went to go see their doctor and they got MMR, or they got the hepatitis B vaccine, or they got the Tdap vaccine. They got the, you know, you have even had veterans who got the anthrax vaccine. There's a whole well-documented condition known as Gulf War syndrome. We have all these different veterans who join the military to, you know, fight for democracy and freedom and all this other stuff. And, you know, they got their military used them as guinea pigs and gave them this really toxic anthrax vaccine. And now they're permanently disabled for life, or they end up dying. And they oftentimes develop Gulf War syndrome. So the vaccines, you know, they harm everybody, just like genetically modified foods harm everybody. But what they do is, you know, they selectively target certain populations for, you know, for destruction or for more harm. So, for example, with Hispanics, a lot of the Hispanics are given the HPV vaccine, you know, particularly in Mexico, you know, by the Bill Gates Foundation. So the HPV vaccine, that is the most dangerous vaccine ever put out in market. It's a genetically modified bioweapon that's primarily used to sterilize young girls. But they're pushing it on young boys, too, and actually destroys boys' ability to produce testosterone. So that's why they're pushing it on young boys. But, you know, they push the HPV vaccines onto black and brown people. But, you know, if a white girl were to get an HPV vaccine, she also gets sterilized and possibly killed, too, because the HPV vaccine has killed hundreds of girls and caused close to about almost 20,000 adverse events. So what they call adverse events, but it's really basically people who are vaccine injured. So it's kind of almost like the police. You know, the police, you know, they'll put anybody in prison. They'll kill a lot of people. They kill about 1,200 people a year, but disproportionately they kill a lot of black and brown people. But they also kill a lot of white people, oftentimes unjustified. So it's the same thing with modern medicine, with vaccines. You know, vaccines, they're going after everybody with the vaccines in Europe and Italy, France, Spain. They disproportionately target black and brown people. So that's one of the primary reasons why, for example, a lot of the mercury that's in vaccines has been removed from European and American countries, but they still use it heavily in third world countries. So if you go to Africa, there's mercury or thimerosal in all the vaccines. If you go into Guatemala, into Haiti, Honduras, Vietnam, China, mercury in all the vaccines. But they, you know, they removed it in a lot of vaccines that are used in Europe. But it doesn't really matter because, okay, they got rid of the mercury, but now there's more aluminum in the vaccines. It's the same type of toxic, it's the same type of toxic, particularly neurotoxic heavy metal. So who cares if they took out mercury? Oh, big deal, you know. I mean, that doesn't mean anything because they increased the amount of aluminum. So it's almost like, you know, they decrease the amount of one poison and up the amount of another poison. So you're still being massively poisoned.
Well, thank you for answering that. I have another question coming out of the chat room. And so the question is in regards to the rally on Thursday, what are the objectives or the goals? What are you looking to accomplish as a, you know, for the rally, for, you know, having a large turnout of people to support it? What are your goals for that?
The overall objective is to get Dr. William Thompson subpoenaed so the world can hear the truth, the real truth about what happened at the CDC, how cowardly and how carelessly they went about covering up something that hurt and has damaged millions, possibly millions and billions of children, not just black children, all children, but particularly the young black male. And we've got to understand there's a premise behind that. You know, kill the male, spare the female. This is prophecy is what we're really dealing with. And so we need to understand that this is real and that if we don't stand, who will? Who will stand
right.
for us? Who has ever stood for us? We've all the hell we've caught here. Who has really stood up
right.
for us? So we have to stand for ourselves. We have to take back our future. The future is ours. You know, if we understand that the future is ours and the time is up, time now, and that we need to move, we've got to save the family, the human family. We've got to be the example. You know, Bob Marley said, the stone that the builder refused shall be the head cornerstone. Don't y'all think we've been walking on the wine crest much too long? It's time to rebel and build and get this thing together. It's not just by chance that they've done what they've done. It's not just by chance that the Tuskegee experiment happened and that a Kennedy was a whistleblower on that, just like Kennedy came to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and told him about this and how it directly affects the black community. We've got to stop being so trusting with the very people who we've been fighting all our lives. We've got to be proactive, and we can't be reactive. It's time to be proactive. We need to see people. If you really love children, if you really love your children, and it doesn't matter if you have children or not, if you have nieces, if you have nephews, if you have grandchildren, this is your time to stand for what is right, because this is about life. And you can't just be caught up everyday thing thinking that everything is all right. You know, the next meal on the table, it won't matter if you're able to provide food on the table if the child that's sitting in front of you doesn't know how to eat it.
Exactly.
And that's just how
exactly.
serious it is.
And getting back to, you know,
right.
the whole conspiracy. And I'm choosing to call it conspiracy method and system that's in place for our communities. You know, a lot of people still don't understand the connection between a young black male being diagnosed, although it's not by a doctor, but diagnosed with ADHD and being put on medicine. And how that leads to that prison, incarceration, and
mm-hmm.
to that whole game, and then how the dialysis offices are like the payday cash loans, you know, in
mm-hmm.
our community. They don't have dialysis centers like that in the more affluent areas. And so
mm-hmm.
at some point in time, there will be enough of us talking enough where people will one day be like, you know what, I'm sick of this, but let me see. Maybe they are saying something. I don't know what it's going to take. But I
mm-hmm.
appreciate your team for doing the work that you're doing, because, I've got family members and real close friends of mine that are having babies. And they're boys, you know, and they're getting them vaccinated
mm-hmm.
in the hospitals. And I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
man, you know, turn into the radio show. So I hope they're on here. I don't know. But, you know, it's so crucial, because they're mm-hmm. the more the knowledge is getting out into the community, the more desperate
mm-hmm.
they become. Because I know my nephew had a baby. And I was told that I had to get this vaccination, and that, you know, it had to be like 6 weeks before I was going to visit so that it could get thoroughly through my system. And I was like, what the hell?
Mm.
You know, like, what?
And
you believe in that?
Yeah, and Sister Sandy, and that and what they just told you validates and proves what I just said to you about live vaccinations. The premise is, yeah, the 6 weeks, we need you to wait so you won't be contagious anymore. That's what that was about.
Okay, okay. Right.
And, you know, just to add on to what you said about conspiracy, Sandy, any black person here in America that do not believe in conspiracies, they really need to think twice. Just check your history. How did you get here? There was some co-conspirators that got you here. The Tuskegee
Hello.
Experiment, the Indians, the smallpox and blanket. And let me show you a big conspiracy as it relates to these vaccines. Your government, our government, back in 1986, they passed a law, the 1986 Vaccine Injury Act, which basically gave the pharmaceutical company free reign, get out of jail free card. You cannot sue them even if they kill, harm, damage your children. You cannot sue them. That's the law that was passed. That's a conspiracy. Because
right.
how can
yeah.
you give someone a get out of jail free card that's creating harm in a community and you're saying it's okay. You cannot be touched. The people that you harm, it's okay. We'll handle it with their tax dollars. That within itself is a big conspiracy between the pharmaceutical company and our government that's harming you and I at an alarming rate. So,
and that's,
if you don't believe in conspiracy, then I don't know what else to say.
And that's the only vaccine that has ever worked. The one that they pushed through Congress to get that law passed. Oh yeah, that works because they don't have to be liable for the injury of your children. So that vaccination worked, but the other ones just don't.
Yeah, well, you know, it's we really have to be smarter about what's going on because our community is being targeted for the practicing of medicine by the doctors, and that's why I made the joke earlier, and I think that was Brother Mason, you know, that the doctors don't know what are in the drugs. All of their talk when they go to medical school is to prescribe this if they say that this is the symptom. You know, they don't know if it works or not. They really don't even care, you know.
Right.
They get their money from writing prescriptions. So, but let's take a quick break. You guys get some water, and we'll be right back.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Our things ain't what they used to be. No, no. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our sight. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Oh, no.
Another one of our ancestors gone too soon, but he knew the truth way back then. Mercy, Mercy Me by Marvin Gaye. I just absolutely love that. And so thank you for being with me. Yeah, really. Thank you for being here tonight with Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And so we have the Vaccine Justice or Else delegation with us tonight. They have been extremely passionate in sharing information that we must incorporate into our communication with each other in our communities, for people die from lack of information and lack of knowledge. And so for those of you that are here on the show and that's getting the information, please spread this to other people. You don't have to be here in Atlanta to be able to share that information, but we owe it to our family and friends to let them know that what is being forced upon us is not healthy for us, and that we need to learn what's in the ingredients that are in those vaccines that they're telling us that's going to keep us healthy and keep us from catching all of these different diseases. So it's really important for us to become educated, and that's what Curtis and Ben and Mason have been sharing with us tonight, is the information, the wisdom, the research, the information that we don't readily have because it's not going to be printed up anywhere. And a lot of times when we see people of a fairer complexion talking about these topics, we don't take it to heart that it means us because we're not at the table. And so I really appreciate these brothers for being on here tonight and telling us, sharing with us, educating us, empowering us with wisdom around the dangers in vaccines and how this is such a systematic destruction of humanity. So, yeah. So we got about 30 minutes, 25 minutes left. So I'm going to turn it back over to Curtis, Ben, and Mason. And so what they've been doing is telling us about how the ingredients in these vaccines, how they increase autism and some of the other adverse effects that they have, especially on our black boys. So, guys, whoever want to take it from there.
All right. Check this out. Go ahead. Go ahead. You're going
to
go ahead, brother.
You know, invite everyone out to the march on the 24th of August. Which is Thursday. It starts at 7 a.m. in the morning, and it ends at 2 p.m. You know, let everyone know, you know, bring as many people as you can out to that march. The 10, more, 000. The merrier, because we really need to get everyone involved with us. So we just want to invite you out. And also go to our website. You can go to our website at cdcvjoe.com, CDCV as in vaccine, JOE.com, and you can register to give us an idea of who's going to be coming. But we want you to tell your friends, tell your family, tell as many people that's within your reach between tomorrow and Thursday to come on out and join with us in this protest on Thursday.
Emergency Broadcast Systems is sending this out to the families. Check this out. You guys, please understand that this is about you. This is about what your future is going to look like. Just as Miss Sandy was just talking about HHB and all of these things, all of that is a part of this whole campaign. They are killing us through air, water, food, vaccines, even our mindset. We're indoctrinated. We believe anything that people are saying, and we've got to start doing our own research. We've got to start doing our own research. And so the frosting on the cake is really this, and I'm going to put this out to everyone. We have visited tons of churches. We have talked to every political figure there is, and they do not care. A lot of these people are bought off. I've got to say it, because if we don't tell the truth, let's tell the truth. Bob Marley said, tell the children the truth. Well, we about to tell y'all the truth. Ask your pastors if they know about the CDC and what's going on. And then if they don't, if they say they don't, then send them to the CDC Vaccine Justice or Else movement, because we looking for you. We need your help. You can't be sitting in front of flocks and decide that you don't want to give the information. That's not for you to do. It is not for you to hold the information and delegate it the way you want to delegate it. If you are truly a man of God, then you need to give this information to your flock, because your children are being killed. And we've ran into so many politicians and preachers. They just scared. They scared Negroes. Well, if you're scared, you got to move out the way. So, because we not scared. We standing for the community. We're going to come. We're going directly to them. When you do something to our community, we need to go directly to you to let you know what you did wrong. That's what this rally is all about. We need y'all to stand up, because you don't have a whole lot of time. If this other bill is passed that they're pushing, the Healthy People 2020, everybody going to be mandated to take vaccines. And then you're going to be like, well, I wish I could. You're going to be singing that Keith Sweat stuff, and I ain't going to want to hear it. We don't need that. It's time right now. This Thursday, everybody needs to have their behinds in front of the CDC, because if we don't, as Student Minister Tony Muhammad told us, that one of the senators told him, he said that he was a doctor and he knows that the vaccines are no good, but they're going to continue to do it until we do something about it. That should tell you something.
And that's bold. That is bold.
Yeah. They don't care about you. You got to start caring about your children. You got to start understanding what the risk is. So let me step down, because I got a big mouth and I can keep going. So,
but you know,
Brother Curtis, you want to chime in?
If Curtis,
go ahead, Sandy. I'm sorry.
Earlier, when he was Curtis, would you, if you don't mind, kind of expound a little bit? I've been doing some research, and like you were saying earlier about the Rockefeller and Carnegie families are in control of this whole system, or a large part of it, and they're only in it for the financial gain, so they don't care who's being hurt. But if you look at it, you guys, we are, our communities, the people of darker color, our communities are being affected the most with all of
right.
this. We have the worst food, the worst air, the worst water, and the dialysis equipment, and the doctors that, you know, all they doing is writing prescriptions. They don't even listen to what you're saying about, you know, what's wrong with you. And so if you could just touch on that a little bit more, Curtis, to kind, so that people truly understand how this is a system that is not geared toward our health, but more toward our destruction. I think if we kind of just, you know, dwell on that for a couple of minutes, that people may get it if they don't already.
Yeah, so, you know, two key references that I will give to people. that kind of, you know, expose some of this information. Number one is a book by Eustace Mullins. Eustace Mullins, spelled U, I'm sorry, spelled E-U-S-T-A-N-C-E. That's E-U-S-T-A-N-C-E, Mullins, M-U-L-L-I-N-S, M-U-L-L-I-N-S. He wrote a book called Murder by Injection, Murder by Injection. And this book was written a long time ago. You can actually download it for free on the internet. And the book exposed how roughly about maybe close to about 100 years ago, naturopathic medicine was the standard protocol of medicine in this country. People when they got sick, they used to go to homeopaths. They used to go to chiropractors. They used to go to all these different holistic doctors. And the Rockefellers, they had, you know, made their money in the petroleum business and essentially created an oil monopoly because they were monopolists. So they thought, okay, well, what other monopoly can we create? Hey, we can create a medical monopoly in order to sell our patented drugs. So that's where the whole premise of a mass vaccinations came in. You know, that came in because the Rockefellers also controlled the educational system via the General Education Board. That's why, you know, modern education is just designed to produce obedient workers, obedient wage slaves and soldiers who do what they're told, obey authority, and do not question anything. So essentially the Rockefellers, they've already produced a kind of quote-unquote consumers who will blindly take the vaccines because they have been indoctrinated via the school system to obey quote-unquote authority, including quote-unquote medical authorities. So essentially, so you know, so they took over the educational system, and you know, and but they also were the financiers of the American eugenics movement, and this is well documented in the book War on the Weak. War on the Weak by Edwin Black. War on the Weak by Edwin Black. So I provided you with three books. And he talks about how all the wealthy billionaire, you know, they call them robber barons, essentially. They were financiers of the American eugenics movement, which said that certain groups of people were genetically inferior because of genes. They were genetically inferior. In order to reduce the gene pool of these genetically inferior groups, we have to, you know, wipe them out, you know, adopt coercive population control measures in order to decrease, you know, in order to increase their gene pool within a certain population. So we have to promote abortions, contraceptives, and a whole host of other coercive sterilization techniques. So that's why close to about, I think almost maybe about 80,000 Americans were forcibly sterilized because they actually had eugenics laws in all 50 states across the country. So all 50 states had these eugenics boards and they had eugenics laws. And then, you know, so these ideas were developed in the early 1900s. So again, the Rockefellers, they were eugenicists and they also controlled the allopathic medical monopoly. And that's when, you know, they also started getting involved in anti-fertility vaccines and developing vaccines to decrease the populations of, you know, populations in third world countries. You know, so they did that. They were involved in anti-fertility vaccines. They're involved in the eugenics movement. And actually, you know, the Nazis got their ideas on eugenics from these American billionaires. So we talk about neo-Nazis. Neo-Nazis are the products of Americans. Hitler himself said that he got the idea of concentration camps from Native American reservations. So we talk about neo-Nazis as if it's not an American thing in Charlottesville. No, this is very, very American. We invented the Nazis. So essentially they're involved in anti-fertility vaccines, the racist idea of eugenics, and they were also involved in modern medicine, which was very, very deadly and which killed people. Particularly black and brown people, and they also were involved in anti-fertility vaccines, and it was well recently documented how the tetanus vaccine forcibly sterilized close to about 2 million women in Kenya. 2 million women in Kenya. because most of these tetanus vaccines are anti-fertility vaccines. You know, most of the, you know, like I said, HPV vaccine, anti-fertility vaccine, most vaccines are anti-fertility vaccines, and that's why they contain mercury, because mercury, you know, mercury causes spontaneous abortions, a.k.a. miscarriages. So essentially you have an individual who was involved in medicine, who was a population control eugenicist, and that's why this allopathic medicine of drug, cut, and burn kills so many people, and it's a number one cause of death. You know, it was designed to kill people. It was designed to depopulate the world. So that's why Bill Gates, when he talked about, you know, ways that they were going to decrease the world's population, he said they're going to do that through reproductive health care, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. abortions and contraceptives, because Depo-Provera, mm-hmm. for example, is pushed on black women. It forcibly sterilizes them and also causes HIV as well, too. So, yeah, Depo-Provera, you know, is used by the Israeli government to get rid of all the black Jews. A lot of black people here in America, forcibly sterilized black women. And, of course, we all know about Margaret Sanger and her Negro project to decrease population of blacks via abortion clinics. He said reproductive health care. He said vaccines. So, of course, as I mentioned, the vaccines are anti-fertility. All the vaccines are anti-fertility vaccines. They all sterilize people. And he said health care. He said reproductive health care, vaccines, and health care. So mm-hmm. healthcare in this country kills a million people every single year. It's the number one cause of death. Vaccines are anti-fertility vaccines. And then you have the reproductive healthcare or the abortions and the contraceptives. Those kill millions of people across the planet. So, you know, and like I said, the Rockefellers and the Rockefeller Foundations were big promoters of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. Of course, they're heavily involved in vaccines, and they controlled the whole allopathic medical monopoly. And the last book I'll give the people is a book written by a sister by the name of Dr. Nancy Banks. The name of that book is AIDS, Opium, and Diamonds. AIDS, Opium, and Diamonds, written by Dr. Nancy Banks. Dr. Nancy Banks, she's a sister. She's a Harvard-trained medical doctor, and she's exposed all the information that I just mentioned to you all in that her phenomenal book. So you all have some study lessons to do. War on the Week by Edwin Black, AIDS, Opium, and Diamonds by Dr. Nancy Banks, Murder by Injection by Houston Mullins, and I can't think of the name of the other book I mentioned, but yeah, those are some books that you can check out.
Ooh,
wow. Thank you. You gave us all three of them. Yes.
Okay.
Excellent.
Got to say this to the family, too. This is very, very, very important, particularly because we just got back to school. Do not allow these teachers, these preachers, these principals, these pharmaceutical people, these doctors to tell you that you have to have you have to be vaccinated. In Georgia, I'm going to say it loud and clear, in Georgia, you have a religious exemption. Do not allow these people to tell you that you have to vaccinate your child and then your child ends up with autism or something else. So they're commodifying us. And I think, Sandy, I think that should be a crime. If you tell somebody, what's the difference in me telling your child to smoke marijuana and that it's all right, and then your child ends up dying from it, or something happens to your child, or your child get hooked on it? What's the difference in that and somebody telling you that your child needs to be vaccinated when you know that that's not true? I think that there needs to be a law about that, and people need to lose their licenses. They need to lose their freedom based on that.
Oh, I agree with you totally. This is the action that it's going to take to change the mindsets of people, so that people do stand up. You know, you guys are just perfect example of galvanizing the energy and the strength to empower people with knowledge and awareness about what's going on, you know, in the allopathic medical arena, and how this has just been so systematically targeted toward people of color, especially the black community, and that, you know, we have got to share this with each other. We have got to share the information. Let me just give a shout-out right quick. We've got about 10 minutes left. So if there's any other questions from the audience, please just hit 1 on your dial or give us a call at 516-531-9819 so that we can get your question answered on air by Brother Curtis, Brother Ben, Brother Mason X. So, but just a wealth of knowledge that you three have been sharing with us tonight. And it is very, very, very serious because when we learn how all of the dots started matching up, you know, like I was, I actually was seeing a picture, a documentary on incarceration rates in the black community. And that's where I learned the relationships with the Ritalin that's prescribed for ADHD, you know, in our boys and how it affects their behavior. And I was just like, man, come on now. You know, we got too many segmented things that are happening within our community where people, like Curtis was saying, like people are taking control of us and we're just like zombies just letting it happen, you know. So I really congratulate you guys and the work that you're doing. And it's been an honor to support you with the work that you're doing. And, again, audience, if there's anybody that has a question or comment, feel free to chime in now. We got about 6 or 7 more minutes left. We'd appreciate it. Otherwise, you guys can keep going.
Well, yeah, I want to put out go ahead, bro.
Yeah, what we also want to put out there is that if anyone in your radio listening audience would like for us to come out and do a VAC showing or an information session for them, they can contact us through the website, www.cdcvaccinejoe.com. And we will be glad to come out to your church, to your group, wherever you can assemble someone. I mean, it doesn't have to be a large group. We just want to make sure that we get to every group possible so that we can get this thing going and get as many people to understand what's going on, because that is how we're going to turn this around. Even if we cannot get Congress to subpoena Dr. Thompson, if we get the people educated, then they can make decisions. And we're, you know, we're not saying we're not anti-vax. We're not saying telling you to vaccinate or not to vaccinate. What we're saying is become educated, and I think that you will make the right decision for your family, for your children. So any help that we can provide, you can contact us through our website. We will be happy to come and do a VAC screening or an information session with you and your group.
And you can join the movement. And please, please, by all means, we're regular people with extraordinary passion to life. And all we're asking for is if you can't partake in reference to the movement, if you can't be there on Thursday, set it up to where we're going to be doing live feeds from Facebook, all the social media. So we'll be live. So support us in that capacity. You know, take off for the day if you can't. You know, sneak out. You know, do like some of them scientists did that work at the CDC. Wink your eye at us to let us know that you with us. But you trying to, you still on the slave ship, and you gotta pay your bills. You know, we understand that. But you can come in a fuzzy in a fur suit so they don't know who you are. But just hold up a sign, state what you believe. Don't nobody have to know who you are, but just support us now. Y'all need to come on out here. It's all about life. It's all about, I'm making a joke about it, but it's very serious.
We need the families to come out, and we need these politicians, these cities. We're holding all of y'all accountable for not participating or partaking in this movement. You're not going to be able to go unchecked. If you are not willing to stand, you say you're elected by the people, well, you need to start doing something for the people. I'm talking to all of you politicians. Y'all know who you are. The only politician that came and supported us at our rally that was done at West Hunters Baptist Church, and we want to give that the Reverend a shout-out for allowing that to happen. That was a beautiful showing, but it was Sister Mabel, right?
Abel Mabel, yes, sir.
That's my girl.
Yep. So support the people that are supporting you. She should be the only one that the black community should be putting back in office. Everybody else, get rid of everybody else because they ain't doing nothing. They don't want to – let me stop. But if you're not supporting something, if you're not supporting a cause, what is more worthy than the cause of life itself? You know, really,
yeah.
Seriously, what is more important than life itself? And if you understand that they are harming these kids, which that's what they're doing, all kids, if you don't understand that, then I don't know what to say about you. You're really hurting this program. If you're not willing to stand, you've got to stand for something. We've been allowing too much to go past us and just accepting anything. It's time to stop accepting anything. It's time to start demanding what we want. It's time to start building for ourselves, creating for ourselves, and become self-sufficient. Because, see, the beauty of all of that is really simply this. If you are in control of your destiny, then you're in control of your life. And that's really what we're looking for. We need to stop sharecropping and being on the plantation, working fields, and ain't getting no more, get just enough money to keep us going. We got to stop that. That's not what God wanted for us. So let's build. Let's unify. If we unify, it doesn't matter who you are, what religion you are, if you're atheist, whatever. It don't matter when they killing you in the street. They don't ask you, are you Muslim? Are you Christian? Are you atheist?
They sure don't.
They not ask questions. So
yep.
Please, let's join together and get this work done, because this is the real work. Because if we don't get this resolved, we won't have a future. You know, the house that you think you live in that's fancy and nice, and the car that you drive, that you work from can't see morning to can't see night to pertain to keep, won't mean nothing if you don't have your children. Because hopefully your thoughts are about moving toward the future and leaving something for your children, because that's really what it's all about, guys.
Exactly. Excellent. Anybody else with a closing thought?
Well, what I would also like to say is that, you know, the weekend begins on Thursday, but the entire weekend is power-packed because starting the 25th, right after the rally, the 25th through the 27th, is the Family Summit. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be in town, so it's a lots of information to be had. So definitely come and get involved starting Thursday with the march take it on through the weekend, because it's a lot of powerful information that's going to be shared that we all need to be a part of, that we all need to hear and understand. And this is the cornerstone of our future that we're dealing with on the 24th, which is our children. So we really need you to come out and support us. Support yourself, support your family by coming out and getting involved. Let your voice be heard, because it takes the entire community, the entire human family, to fight what's coming down the pike, because they've got an end run that they're trying to make that we haven't mentioned yet. And I'm not going to get up in front of the chairman of the Vaccine Justice or else, but there's a end run that they're trying to make on us that's even more detrimental to what we're trying to accomplish here right now. So definitely come out, lend your voice so that we can get people to understand what's going on, get people involved, and get results.
And with that, brother, Reverend Ben just gave y'all the lecture, and the collection plate is going around. We need some funds to help us keep this movement going. So help Reverend Ben out. Donate to tell him you're the fundraiser, brother. I don't want to take your stage. Go ahead and tell him where
to you can go
money.
To our website. You can go to our website, cdcvjoe.com. You can go to our GoFundMe, or you can go to our PayPal account. You know, whatever you can spare, $5, $10, $50, $100, $1,000, $10,000, whatever that is, we need your help. Because, as you know, we're a grassroots organization. We're not funded by any billionaires, millionaires, or anyone. We're funded from the people that see a value in what we're doing. So if you see a value, please help us out. If you can't help us out physically by being present, go hit that GoFundMe or PayPal button on our website and donate.
Slave master.
Thank you. We really appreciate that.
All righty, guys. Thank you so much. So I want to make sure that we have the resource information once again. So the website is www.cdcvjoe, like Vaccine Justice or Else, that's VJOE.com. So that is for your donations, for signing up, for requesting a speaker at your place, wherever that place may be. And then the books that Curtis spoke to us about, there's three of them. Murder by Injection by Eustace, I think it's Eustace Mullins. War on the Weak by Edwin Black. And AIDS, Opium, and Diamonds by Dr. Nancy Banks. So we've got information out there so that we can do to help out and to join forces. And so we're out of time, but I thank you, I bless you, and I appreciate you, Brother Curtis, Brother Ben, and Brother Mason X, for coming on and being so transparent and so lively with your discussion around the vaccine.
Yes,
and I certainly appreciate you. And so we're out of time. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. And the best blessings for you on Thursday. Unfortunately, I'm leaving out of town tomorrow. I will not be there in person, but I will be there in spirit to support you.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
I appreciate you, Sandy, and thank you again for allowing us to come on your show.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, sure.
Always
my pleasure. My pleasure.
Thank you. All praise due to Allah.
Yes, yes. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. And thank you, brothers, for joining the show as well.
Thank you,
my pleasure.
Brother Reverend Ben and Brother Curtis.
Thank you, brother.